And 5, 4, 3, 2. What up, y'all? Welcome to Here's the Thing. I'm Kev on stage. She.
That chick, AJ.
Welcome to another podcast episode. Smash that like button. Smash that notification button. Bangers, bangers, bangers. All 2026. Assemble. If you are not on the Patreon, this is officially summer hour. Let me tell you what we're going to be talking about today. BET Awards.
Yeah.
B2K versus Pretty Ricky versus.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Kirk Franklin almost gets in a fight on the streets of Philly.
Bow, bow,
bow. Jay-Z, Caitlin Clark's Race War 3.
God, dog.
Because of Alyssa Thomas. Jay-Z and Rick Rubin. And Grandma gets in a fight. I need an ambulance. All that and more. On, oh, and also Jussie Smollett returns to the stage.
Oh, come on. Oh, I saved it, but I did not watch it. I saved it in my Instagram.
Oh, man, you're going to have to watch it. All that and more on the bonus. It's Summer's Hours this month, all July. We
all
will not be back fully until August. So if you're not on Patreon, you are going to miss Here's the Thing all month. We'll let you watch some of this. Up to the BT recap, somewhere along the way, Joshua will cut it off. Come join us. Pay your funky little five like everybody funky on Patreon. Five. We've been live for 40 minutes
now. 40 minutes.
Just chopping it up before the episode.
This was like an 85 South intro.
Man, just like that. And if you want to pay your funky little five, then we'll see you back in full in August.
Funky All right. Funky
Me
five.
And Josh have not talked about BET Awards yet. Angel, did you watch in real time or did you catch up later?
I watched it like right after it was over.
All right. Initial thoughts.
I thought, wow, who are these people?
Did you really?
There was, when they were listing off a lot of the names of the artists, they started off with all artists I knew. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh yeah, okay, all right, okay, oh. Huh?
Yo, all right, Scott Choir.
Yeah. booty tay. It was a lot of booty tays towards the end. And I was like, God, dog, am I that, like, out of knowing what music is. And I tried to listen to some of them. There was one dude who was, I think, a rapper, but it was all kind of auto-tuned.
Don Toliver?
Yeah.
Ooh, that's Zay Zay loves that artist.
Ooh.
That's the first artist my son put me onto that became an artist that made the BET Awards. And Zay's been listening for like 3 years.
I was going to say, he popped up during the pandemic. Yeah, that song, Lemonade. I'm dangerous, cunning got me tripping.
Yeah, I heard that song. I didn't see when I hear a song on TikTok. I'm not always able to trace it back to your artist.
He's also Travis Scott's artist.
That's why he make music like that. I just say like that now sometimes.
I know.
It started off as a joke and now it just like rolls
that,
off.
And that's interesting because Kev's from Chicago.
I know.
And
well, they got similarities in accent.
Absolutely,
because it's kind of the Midwest.
That the Great Migration.
Mm-hmm.
We all from Mississippi, Atlanta, Georgia,
North Carolina,
Florida. We just went to, some of us went to Chicago, like my family. Some of us went to California, New York, but we all started off in that Bible Belt.
Now, did Don Toliver, real quick, did he perform in black and white? Did they put black and white his screen?
I believe so. He had all the science equipment.
Yeah,
in the back,
it sounded like frequencies, and I had to fast forward. I said, take it off of his voice.
Like frequencies.
It just sounded like frequencies trying their best to push through. And it was just irking my last nerve. You know, the folded girl, she stood there with her abs, did not move.
Angel, she was performing like a superhero.
Yeah.
You know when they like, hit the ground and they like do their super.
And she never moved from that pose.
She literally, it didn't even look like she was breathing.
Yeah.
I was looking at that little.
That little ab?
That little tenderloin.
Uh-huh. I said, you better be shaped like this, Kehlani. You better be this little sexy lesbian. I will say I am tired of that song. I was like,
folded?
Yes.
Is it as bad as
No.
It's just run its course for you?
Definitely. I was like, okay, we didn't fluffed and folded. Let's move on. We have fluffed and folded it. them cutting off Jamie Foxx's mic was hilarious to me.
I said, y'all, I know y'all they cut it. Angel, they moved that camera and they said, move now, Jamie. Yeah. I don't know if they ever turned his daughter's guitar on.
I finally heard it. I had to listen really, really closely. And I was like, okay, I now kind of hear it. But it could have been louder. Yeah. They were like, we don't know what she about to sound like. I thought that Drewski did all right as a host. I didn't mind him at all. Yeah. I wish they would not have just tried to do all of his jokes over. I wish they would have wrote new stuff.
What you mean, like could have been in the walk down stuff?
Yeah, it just felt like, okay, how can we bring the sketches you've already done to the BET Awards? Mm-hmm. Where I'm like, I'm sure there's more ideas. Yeah. Let's create more new sketches.
Like, I think they wanted to make him as comfortable as possible because the moment is so big. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So I feel like it's like, what has already worked? The church thing worked. Could have been where I had never seen him do the Jay-Z.
Yeah, the Jay-Z one was, I think,
impression.
I didn't hear all of it. I heard somebody say it went too far after so long.
Yeah.
But like, I didn't mind like him coming in as mm-hmm. like the preacher. I was like, okay, that's a big entrance. Great. But I would have loved, me personally, to see, because we're always so surprised by the things that Drewski does,
yeah,
to have been more surprised. Like, I thought the choir was great because he hasn't done that. Mm-hmm. To have a choir that's singing the jokes, even though that feels like something that you would have done as a host.
Yeah, for sure.
Less
when Drewski. When I saw that, I said, what am I going to do if I get my check? He's riding my back.
It's definitely like not a Drewski joke per se, but that's my only critique.
I think honestly, if I were producing, I would have. This is like, and you know sports, when the backup quarterback comes in, they come halfback dive, bubble screen. Halfback dive, bubble screen. We can't go straight dog downfield. We got to make you comfortable first. We got to just play within your wheelhouse because, and I don't think he. To me, he didn't seem like he shied away from the moment.
No, like, he didn't.
He felt like he was like stepped into his shoes and like did his thing. I think the BET Awards is the biggest thing BET does all
correct
year. I think it's the most eyeballs BET has at one time easily. I don't mm-hmm. think it's even close. And to me, he met the moment.
Oh, I think he definitely did. But I don't see him as a backup quarterback. I'm like, if he's your star, he's your star.
No, I agree with that. I didn't mean backup quarterback like he was a backup. I mean, I think they just were like, let's do what you do well and what we already know has worked. I agree with what you're saying. Like, if he did the wires for the church sketch, what can we do that's like... What's your new sketch that you haven't done? What's the live version of that?
Because I wanted them to treat him a little bit more the way they would have treated any other celebrity host.
Like when Monique did that, we didn't know Monique was going to come out and do that full-on single ladies thing.
Exactly. If Kiki Palmer was the host, they would not be trying to draw on, sorry, to this man.
Let up here and open up the offense, baby.
Yes.
Let Drewski go out and sling that rock.
That is what
let
I'm saying.
Let him go downfield. He got it. Right. If you're going to hire him, let him go.
That is what
That's
I
what you're
wanted.
Saying.
Yes, okay. Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's the only critique that I had was I was like, what? We don't got to, like, the only two sketches that I thought they should have brought back for him was I thought it was great to open up. It was a Sunday to open up with the, mm-hmm. the thing. And then Could Have Been Records, I thought was a great, like, especially because Could Have Been Records is about music and the BET Awards is about music. It's a good pairing. But all the rest, I was like, do something new that we ain't, that would have had us on. As far as in performances, I thought everybody met the rose to the occasion. I thought they could have did better with the, like most people, thought the D'Angelo tribute could have been better. I love the songs they chose, but I do wish they would have hit some of the ones that we all fiending to hear.
Has there ever been a tribute where people have been like, this is nailed through and through?
Did they do, I can't remember if they did a good job or a bad job with the Michael Jackson tribute.
It was, Chris Brown? I think, no,
I can't remember.
I think we were mad because it was rushed. Remember, Michael Jackson died the day before.
Yeah.
I distinctly remember people being like, pissed this could have been better. And most people were like, bro, they didn't know. He died yesterday.
They were like, y'all should have always been ready. always.
I remember people were livid at the Michael Jackson thing. Somebody said Prince tribute was good. I remember Prince. Was that the one Prince was in the audience? Was that Trey Songz? Because I know Prince got tribute one time, and he looked like he was like, you know, Prince had like shady eyes.
Yeah.
He looked like he was.
I think they're talking about after Prince was dead. Did they do a tribute for him after he died?
I don't remember that one.
Because I thought it's like there's a tribute when people are alive. Those they usually do really well. Mm-hmm. Because I think maybe the people who are alive are like, I want this person to sing for me.
Versus Lauren's was great.
I thought hers was amazing.
But you also have Dolce is a sir. This is what I think happens.
And you know, often. Lauren Hill's still up there giving her thank you speech right now. She's still up there talking.
They do the saxophones for her?
Hell no. But she's still up there talking with them eyes dilation glasses on. Still there. on Tuesday. Oh yeah, so
the visual of her just like people are like, I want to go home. I gotta pick my son up, Lord.
Yes,
she was like the pastor finna close, and you like,
that's exactly.
Just stop saying that, yeah. Then if you're not going to.
Yeah. She was like, mm-mm. Then she kept talking, and I was like, take the glasses off, girl. They sliding down your face. It's okay. Let us see your eyes. Let us see them.
Oh, man.
But her tribute was great. She sounded great.
She did.
Go ahead. Sorry.
My favorite part of... Okay, two things I want to say. My favorite part of the D'Angelo tribute was...
If you'd like to continue this video, please subscribe to the Patreon. If you'd like to continue this video, please subscribe to the Patreon.